Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. My name is Jasmine with my co-hosts and best friends, Miriam and Roya. Season two, baby.
There you go. Great work, Jasmine.
Thanks. Did you hear the difference? How quickly my voice went from to like down?
Do you guys have any updates?
I'm currently in like my dumb girl era. I've been getting some of my marks back and I'm like, ooh.
Oh no. Ooh. Not a good time to be in a dumb girl.
Yeah, I was like, I'm truly in a dumb girl era right now. It's kind of funny though, so I'll get out of it.
At the same time as your shopping spree era?
No, my shopping spree, like, it died down. I haven't bought, like,
you're
clothes.
So close to being London tip 10.
Yeah, I haven't bought anything, like, vanity-wise or, like, instead of, like, food in the past, like, week or two.
That's good. You're so strong.
Thank you.
Curb your addiction.
Oh, I dog sat. That was really awesome.
You dog someone?
You sat on a dog?
I sat on a dog for a weekend.
Oh my god, that was really nice. Dog okay?
Yeah, you got big dumpy.
Yeah. I sat my big dumpy on a dog. But yeah. Oh man, it was great. I love him. Pumpkin, if you're listening, I love you. It's so funny because like when I walk him and people like meet him, they're like, oh my god, what's his name? And every time I say Pumpkin, their face is like, because it's like not a name you expect. No. You know, when you see a dog, you're like, oh, that's like a buddy or
who's Charlie.
Charlie, yeah, not Pumpkin.
Speaking of pumpkins, it is officially fall.
Oh yeah, it's October.
Yeah,
Tory Ball.
And September was over. That was kind of scary.
It blinked and like 2021's almost over, babe.
Seriously?
Yeah, don't even bring that up. We're getting old. I did listen to the remake of Calling All the Monsters. That
there's a remake?
Yeah, she did it. But it doesn't hit as hard as the original.
Oh my god, I have to listen.
Yeah. I think she did that like out of a cash grab.
Probably,
but like I'll take it.
China Anne McLean's version, like she's trying to make like Taylor's version.
Is it like I think she sings it with her sisters?
Oh, the McLean sisters. I remember when they came out with music when they were a little band.
Yeah.
Oh. That reminds me. I saw they were like there's this post on Instagram about these movies with the biggest box scores. Mm-hmm. And so many of them are from the Fast and Furious franchise. And that's when I realized, like, oh, that's why they keep making them. Because the latest one, I think F8, brought in $500 million.
Oh, that's a lot.
Wait, I could be wrong. It might be $5
billion. That's a lot more.
It was a lot of zeros.
That's a lot of money for just people driving around in cars.
Yeah, I can do that. Let's shoot our own.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not insured.
Oh, God, I'm so stupid. I said 500 million. Guys, the box office was 1.2 billion. I was so off.
That's a lot of money.
So we're like, oh my God, why do they keep making them? Because that is a cash cow that
imagine
is just
how many,
getting fatter.
Imagine how many problems you can fix with that amount of money. Wow. Yeah. The society we
all
live
solved
in.
By family. I've never watched a Fast and Furious movie.
No,
I've only seen one.
I've only seen the clips from like Tokyo Drift when they're driving in Tokyo.
Is it just me or like I'm not a fan of the driving scenes. I don't think they're that interesting.
I don't think any of it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, okay, wait, what is the plot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know. Three people who've never watched the movie try to explain the plot.
Aren't they like a group of friends?
Fast.
They're furious.
They're super angry.
Yeah.
No,
and I know
like,
and I know they go to Tokyo.
Isn't one of them like the girl, like there's one girl in the group and she's like dating Vin Diesel?
And they always just bring in these like buff bald guys, you know, it's Vin Diesel, then it's The Rock, then it's Jason Statham.
Oh god.
I know in the newest one, apparently they go to space.
Like
you're
like,
kidding.
Guys, give it a
you're
rest.
You're kidding.
You're beating space. A dead
no,
horse.
No, Jasmine, you're lying.
No, I'm not horse. I'm not kidding. But the thing is, it's not a dead horse, Miriam. It's a horse that's very much alive. 1.2 billion, you'd keep
going.
Yeah,
but I feel like people just go just to see, like, okay, what the fuck are they going to do this time?
Yeah, but it's still money, you know?
Yeah, but just watch it on illegal internet.
Pirate it.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Don't spend your money.
I'm sure Vin Diesel needs more of your money.
I want everyone to do a bit of self-reflection. If you have contributed to this franchise, please tell us why.
Leave us a message on Anchor.
Yeah. Like, I'm really curious. I'm really curious what's keeping people, like, hooked onto it. Like, is it the plot? Is it,
like,
the,
is it actually
the characters?
Good? Yeah.
What is holding you, like, down?
Vin Diesel.
What is tying you to this franchise?
Vin Diesel has us all in a chokehold.
Vin Diesel, like, kind of scares me.
He's a gentle giant. Bald
guys, him, The Rock, and Jason Statham, like, Vin Diesel scares me the most. I feel like, I don't know, he looks like he's mean.
I think Jason Statham looks like he's mean. Are you kidding?
Really?
The Rock, I feel like he's a gentle giant.
The Rock, I want to be his best friend. I would probably be up to his knee, but, like,
not even.
Is he even that tall, or is that, I don't know.
I think he's just large and in charge.
I saw this video of him in a fishing boat, and I was like, dang. Like, I can't believe, like, you're allowed to do that. Like, capsizing or something.
Oh, I was like, I bet if he saw you in a boat, he'd wonder why someone left a child unsupervised on a boat. You know, it goes both ways.
Imagine him and I on a boat, and, like, where he's standing, it's, like, almost in the water. And I'm like, not even on
it's
it.
It's like a seesaw?
What's underwater the name of us on a seesaw?
What's the name of the guy who plays Aquaman?
Oh.
Imagine him and The Rock in a canoe.
Could not tell you.
Oh, my God. Jason Momoa.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jason Momoa.
He plays Aquaman?
Yeah, and The Rock in a canoe.
That's just good vibes.
I just want to see them kayaking. Like, their bodies are, like, so, like, wider than the kayak.
Yeah, I just want to see them do, like, normal human things. Like fit in a telephone booth. Not that that's really normal now, but, like, imagine them, The Rock.
Go grocery shopping. Like, I want to see them push a grocery, like, a grocery cart.
Whatever, and, like, apples look like grapes in their hands.
Imagine them, like, pushing their kids on a swing. Like, I think their kids would, like, fly into outer space.
That's how
the plot. Yeah, that's the plot. That's the plot of Fast and Furious, like, 75. Whoops. Wait, so if they're in space, they're not in cars anymore.
No, it's not the whole plot is them going to space. They're in space for, like, a brief moment.
What's the point of that?
Like, I think they're trying to stop a missile or something. Don't quote me again.
A missile
with their cars?
I think they, like, launch it. I could be wrong as to why they're in space, but I know they end up in space. Not, like, in a spaceship, but they, like, break the atmosphere or whatever and then, like, come back down.
That's lame. They should have been, like, racing in, like, rockets or something.
Yeah.
I was expecting
It has to be realistic.
I think we should make a spin-off. So, you know how Fast and Furious is with cars? We should make one with, like, planes, with boats.
Like we did with the series cars.
Yeah. We'll just do that. And we'll make billions.
I want an electric scooter so bad.
I'm doing my case study on electric scooters.
I want one literally so bad, but I know I was walking with my roommate and I was like, I really want an electric scooter. She doesn't get one. I was like, you know how much of an idiot I'm gonna look like
pulling up to class on
a freaking electric scooter,
locking your electric scooter with,
like,
a bike.
Please lock. No, that's so embarrassing.
Like, I think it's a European thing. Don't they have, like, a bunch of electric scooters there?
They have a lot of active transport.
They have electric bikes. Like, you know how we have, like, the green bikes in Toronto? They have, like, but they're red, and they have, like, electric bikes.
I think electric bikes are so cool.
Yeah, Jasmine. Okay, when Jasmine and I went to France, we saw, like, a bunch of people had, like, motorized bikes.
Yeah.
And then I remember one day we were passing by a mall, and then we saw one on display, and it was, like, 600, like, euros or whatever. And then all of us were like, guys, if we all pitch in, we can get a bike.
Also, like, 600 for an electric bike isn't that bad, like, at all.
Euros, not dollars.
Oh, right. How much is, what's the conversion rate?
I don't know what the conversion rate is. It fluctuates, but it's not in dollars.
Oh, here, darn. I'll do Never
it
mind.
Right now.
I'd say, like, okay, then maybe, like, 1,000.
I think it's, like, 1,200.
It's 800.
Oh, but that's current. The current euro.
Yeah, that's current. True. But, like, honestly, that's such a steal.
I won't ride it that much. It only makes sense when you live in the city.
Okay, because, like I said, for one of my projects, I have to do, like, a case study on, like, this e-scooter company that like put themselves in a university in Canada. I don't know, mm-hmm. do I say whatever? But I was like, if my university had like those like rentable bikes, I would so use that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because I don't want to get my. Cause the reason why I don't have a bike right now is because I don't want it to get stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And like, or it's like you can buy a cheap one and like not care about it. But like, I get attached, so that's why I don't have a bike. But I'm like, oh, if we had those like those ones, I would. Oh, I use the shit out of it. Oh.
I'm just terrified to like ride on the road.
Yeah, that's fair. It's pretty dangerous.
Like, especially when like most of like the cities we already have aren't accommodating to bikes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's so many, like, it is a bumpy, and
bumpy. Yeah. It was like with like streetcar tracks. Like I know my brother, like he got
his tire got
caught in a streetcar track and he fell off his bike.
Oh, that's
on his way to go get a helmet. He didn't have a helmet, and he's on his way to go buy a helmet. Isn't that ironic?
That's funny. That's like, what was it, Murphy's Law?
Yeah,
like full force.
On his way to buy a helmet on his bike and gets into a bike accident. Idiot. Just kidding.
That's good.
Active transportation. It's the way of the future.
No, oil is the way of the future. Clean coal, baby.
Justin, you should become a politician. I think you'd do well.
You already know how our voting system works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have intimate knowledge. I can't. I feel like being a politician is such a, like, thankless job. Because no matter what you do or say, like, half of the population is going to be angry with you.
True.
And I don't want to be hated. Do it. I genuinely, like, I totally understand why politicians are corrupt. Because then what other point is there to be a politician? Like, seriously.
Like, to make your own profit.
Exactly. Like, what do you gain? You don't make that much.
Honestly, wait.
Everyone hates you.
Wait, you're onto something there, Jasmine.
Like, they're trying to help the people. They're trying to change the world.
I feel like they could any go philanthropist in like that, can but after 10 corrupt. Years, yeah, after 10 years of trying to change the world and nothing gets done.
It's like teachers.
You're like, oh, I'll just get some quick money. Yeah,
it's teachers. Like the teachers who've been teaching for years and they just don't care anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
You cracked it, Jasmine. I think the leaders of our government should be honestly young, you know, young and fresh.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say give them a raise.
Straight out of their undergrad. We elect them.
Straight out of elementary school. We draft them.
They like haven't the even NBA hit puberty draft. Yet.
Yeah. When you turn 18, we draft you to the government.
Oh my god.
Imagine. I think we need to make fruit by the foot.
No, but the way we elect them is just hands. In favor, raise your hand.
No. But everyone has to close their eyes.
Yeah. To keep it anonymous.
To keep it unbiased.
No peeking.
Do you guys remember in gym class when the teacher would line you guys up to make teams and he'd go like 1-2, 1-2? So you'd like quickly move.
Shuffle around.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so smart. Thinking back on that, that's so funny. But then would the teacher ever like switch it up because he would catch you guys doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like 1-2, 1-2, 2-1. I know for a fact,
if I was a teacher, I'd do the same.
I'd screw you over so much. Like, okay, what are we thinking? The teachers know who are friends with who.
We have to rank, like, different ways teams were picked. So, like, that one was, like...
That was, like, egalitarian. Like, that was, like, liberal. Yeah.
Okay, one that was, like, always unfair, but, like... made people happy is when the teacher would just split you down the middle. Mm-hmm. So it's like you'd already be with your friends, so you're already in the team. You know,
that's true.
That one was fair, but like it was so unbalanced.
and then the one that's like based on, I don't know, the most like discriminatory was
schoolyard pick.
Yeah, the team captains.
No, oh. That was fucked.
Oh, I don't think I ever had that. I don't think I ever experienced that.
I know I have an elementary school.
I experienced it all the time.
And maybe like, I have. I just blocked it out of my memory because I definitely was not picked first.
And that was, it was always for dodgeball. Oh, always for dodgeball.
Oh, I lived for dodgeball. Dodgeball when we played Quidditch.
Oh, Quidditch was fun. Okay, I remember one time I got winded by a dodgeball and cried. Dang. And I got attention.
And I got so much attention that day.
Yeah, because I saw white.
Who hit you?
I don't know. But, like, why did they have to go so hard? It was
awful. People, okay, why did they have to go American Sniper on me?
People who treated, like, elementary school gym class like the fucking Olympics needed to chill. Okay. Needed to chill.
And, like, dodgeball isn't... It's not like an... It's just a game. It's not, like, a sport.
Yeah. Remember when they hit you, like, above the waist and it becomes this whole, like, legal debate. Battle? Like, no, it was above. And then you'd have to bring in your witnesses.
Yeah, because... it was above the shoulder, wasn't it?
No, yeah. For us, I think range is that, like, waist and below, fair game, you're out. Waist and, like, to your shoulder, gray area. Depending on, like, where. And then, like, your head, no.
Like a legal blind spot.
Yeah. And like all I'm saying, I got winded, so I got hit in like the throat. Uh-huh. And like,
oh wow.
And I'm like, so I'm out. I was like, can't play because I just got winded. I was like, wow, maybe the way is to hit someone in the head because then they're out.
I thought when you said winded, I thought you got hit in the stomach.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know. Oh, no, I got for hit. The throat. The jugular. Yeah, the jugular. Juggernaut.
yeah, that's like,
oh, imagine me as a doctor memory. Oh yeah, he's got something stuck in his juggernaut. Oh,
I have another jugular is a vein, like nothing's gonna get stuck there.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Just stop talking.
It's a vein here.
Oh my god, I thought the jugular was always your throat. I thought that was no, like the side to make way.
It's in the area, but just it's oh, not damn. It's wow. not interchangeable with throat, like. another crisp memory I have from elementary, not even gym, I think we were just like playing recreationally during recess, and then we were playing soccer, and like, you know, like in elementary there's like the soccer players, you know, who go hard yeah. for mm-hmm. no reason. So I remember me and a few other like the girlies, we were all playing, you know. It was like a fun match. Like, like we split ourselves up, like with the guys who were really good and like us who just wanted to play for fun. Uh-huh. You know, fun even like match. Like they're
doing like some charity work.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like they wouldn't hog the ball. It was just a nice match. Like it was all fun and games. The ball goes out, and then you know when they like kick it back in, so the guy like kicks it like hard, and it just lands on my thigh. Uh huh. But then, like, since it lands, it stops at my thigh, and I'm able to, like, get the ball. And everyone's like, oh, like, everyone's freaking out. And I'm, like, smiling. I'm like, yeah, I'm so cool. But I was, like, shedding a tear in pain. It hurt so bad.
And I was like, oh, my God. The like, same thing happened to me.
I was like, I am pro at soccer. I told you.
Because you're, like, limping across yeah. the field.
I had to get, like, a big fat bruise on my thigh.
Oh, man. I still... Something about like athletic moments in like your life, you just remember. In yeah. grade one, I was the goalie and we were playing soccer, and it was like not a nice day. So it was kind of muddy. And this ball was like battered. Like, you know how like soccer wet balls, ball. You know how soccer balls have that plastic coating
yeah.
on it? This did not.
It was peeling.
it was completely peeled ball. Off. It was that ball. And this guy just hits it so hard, and I save it because I'm the goalie with my leg, and everyone's like, oh my god. And the whole time I'm just like, I'm gonna die. My leg is broken.
I gotta go.
Medic, we need a medic over here stat.
Oh god.
I'm trying to think of other.
Okay, for dodgeball, though, would you ever do the thing where they line up the balls in the middle and everyone has to stay on either side?
Yeah, and you got to charge.
Would you go for it?
No.
Sometimes
I'd go for it. Yeah, I was.
It was a bloodbath.
It was like the.
It was the cornucopia.
Games.
Yeah, it was the cornucopia. All I'm saying is, okay, you know, there's like the red dodgeballs that were like the regular size, there's like the blue ones that were really small, and then there's the yellow ones that were really big, right? Yeah. All I'm saying, I got winded by the yellow one. I'm like, how did you throw it that fast? It was heavy.
It's like a boulder.
Yeah, it was a bowling ball.
You know what was the worst?
The embarrassing one? When someone caught your ball. That was humiliating. Like, I'd rather be winded again than have someone catch the ball. I understand why people like whip it now. Like, it is so embarrassing. Or when you throw it and it's just like a nice, like, it doesn't like go straight. It's just like, yeah, it's just like a little mountain. Oh, that's so embarrassing.
When you put your back into it and it just ends up being like a ding.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing.
The worst, though, is when you play the version where, like, if someone gets hit, the dead people can come back. Like, does that make sense? Like, if someone on your team hits someone, then the dead people can come back. Mm-hmm. But what always ends up happening is that one, sorry to label people, but it's always a girl. The girl who hangs in the back and doesn't play. You know, that one girl who doesn't play. And she's left to save everybody. And we're all screaming, get the ball! Oh, man, that was blood pressure at an all-time high.
I feel like the strategy for dodgeball, if you didn't want to play, was to just get hit.
Just get hit, yeah.
Because it's like, if you linger in the back, you're there till the end.
And everyone's watching you and yelling at you.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the strat is just to get out early. Early game boot. Another, you know how there's a bunch of, like, variations?
Yeah.
Doctor Dodgeball.
That was, like,
when you had, like, a strategy. Whole, like, force of people, like, barricade, like, human shields. Like, I think that Doctor Dodgeball taught us unity and how to work together as a
team.
It
truly, truly did. Did you ever do the thing where, like, you would have a bunch of fake doctors so, like, five people would touch you? Oh, my God! Wow, we're so smart.
You guys were Octopus.
Oh, yeah.
That game was so fun.
It was so fun. Because I liked it that even when you were out, you were not out. You can be a little seaweed and, like, fuck it up for your friends. Like, like, you can be, like, a little shit. Someone by the ankle. Like, that was an... Yeah, you're right. That was a top-tier game.
Okay, but did you ever, like, watch the seaweed and be like, this is the easy way? Like, because you know, like, those people aren't going to try as much.
The worst is, like, when you got out by a seaweed. Like, it's fun to be one, but when someone, like, tags you out, you're like, why? And you're not even an octopus.
smart octopus would always go for the fast people first.
Yeah, like, they wouldn't linger and, like, wait for the people who are scared to go.
Mm-hmm. Man, Octopus was so fun.
But, like, it was so fun. Octopus was honestly, like, you would sacrifice people. Like, I'd run behind someone and, like, like, try to dash before, like, the octopus could get me because they're getting the other person.
Yeah.
Like, sacrifices were made in that game.
Oh, my God. Octopus really, like, showed, like, who is willing to, you know, sacrifice themselves and who is going to just stay back. Octopus was
survival of the fittest.
I think it's a good, what's the word I'm looking for?
Parallel.
A parallel to war.
Yeah. Not where I thought you were going. Oh, maybe my not. God. Imagine the military, like, sends scouts to, like, elementary gyms just to see who's the bravest when they play Octopus.
Oh my God. Or Red Rover.
Red Rover.
It was banned at our school.
Same. It was banned.
It's so dangerous.
Yeah, but you know, you pick stride. People with the tiny little arms, you're breaking through them.
Yeah, that's me.
Jasmine, you're the weakest link in that chain.
That's why I hated the game. They always zoned in on me. And let me tell you, like, the face people have when they're running at you, trying to break your grip, like, it's terrifying. Sometimes but always I just let go.
When they don't break it, you're like, ha, fuck you.
I got you.
Oh, man.
Yo, schoolyard games were actually so fun.
It's so interesting that, like, all the schools played the same games.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a universal. Red Rover.
Like, I wasn't taught it by a teacher. I was taught it at recess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So or Sandman
and Grounders.
Yeah.
Ooh. So good.
And what's so fun about Sandman and Grounders is that, like, the rules, like, there's slight variations.
Yeah.
So it's like we all have the general idea of the game, but there's just, like, slight things that aren't, like, are you allowed to open your eyes when you're climbing something dangerous? Yes or no? Like, you know?
No.
No.
Sorry, babe.
But would I peek big time? Yeah.
It's like another rule. Are you allowed poking through the holes on the park? Yes or no?
Oh, don't be that bitch.
Some people let it happen and some people don't. It's just so fun seeing the little changes people make.
It's also, like, you think about these games, they're so dangerous.
oh yeah, we yeah. were risking our lives every recess
to just not be it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what was a fun game?
What?
Or like such an upgrade from, you know, the regular hide and go seek. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Sardines.
No, you know what's the upgrade from that?
What?
Camouflage.
What's that?
Camouflage.
It's where like one person's in like the middle of the park and they're like the seeker, but they can't move. So everyone else has to hide and not be seen by the person. And basically, when the person can't find anyone, they have to yell camouflage and everyone has to run to that person, tap their arm, and then go to a new hiding spot. But you can't go into the same one twice.
Oh, but the... Oh, whoa. And then you just have to hide behind a building or something?
Yeah, and then every time the person yells camouflage, you have less and less time to hide.
Oh.
Oh, it sounds really fun.
Yeah, it's like top tier. It's such a fun game.
That's
like,
so sophisticated.
At one of the student council retreats I went on, we played it in a forest. So it was like so hard because like there's just trees.
Yeah, there's only so many places you can hide.
And I think there's like a slight rule where it's like in some like cases you can just say, oh, the person hiding behind this, and they have to come out. And then there's other rules where you have to name the person, like you have to get it right. So but yeah, that was a really fun one.
So Roya, our content machine, just been pumping out some prompts, and since we're already talking about like childhood stuff, Roya, you have some childhood prompts.
Yeah, so one of them was, what's something we did as kids that now we would find gross, but back then, oh, it was the way the world worked.
I have a good one. 5-second rule.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God. I like genuinely believe that was true. Like you picked it up in 5 seconds. It wasn't dirty. Like a school floor is disgusting. And I also would do it on, you know, pavement, sometimes grass.
Wait, like, are you serious?
Serious, yeah, 5 seconds.
I thought we all knew it was a lie.
No.
I would only do it in my own home.
Yeah, I would only do it in my own home, too.
No, in my own home, like, I don't think that's gross. But the fact that I would actively do it at school.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, they should probably pee on the ground.
Probably.
You.
But yeah. As a kid, you don't know any better.
As a kid, it was law.
The example I had was like a pretty common one where in elementary school, we just had gym class and we didn't really change.
Yeah.
You would not change.
At our school, we had like dressing rooms or whatever. Or what are they called? Like
change rooms.
Change rooms. Yeah. But they wouldn't let us in it. So.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. I have no idea why, but. Yeah, that was gross that we like
kids stink.
Whenever I had like gym day, I came dressed that day ready for gym.
Yeah, same.
Like no jeans, same. I would just wear like leggings or like yoga pants or something.
The thing is, I don't think kids stink because isn't that the reason why they don't put air conditioning in schools?
But that's
in elementary school.
But then when you're in grade like 6 to 8,
I think that's where you start stinking, but from a pure numbers perspective, there's more from grade 1 to 5 than 6 to 8.
Damn, Jasmine, you're just trying to justify all this. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're just trying to justify bad hygiene.
No, but I just think like when you're a kid, like
you're a poster child for the school board.
Imagine I'm the new like school board.
Face.
Yeah, the face of
face.
Education in Ontario.
Oh my god,
that was gross. That we just ran a few laps in the gym, got winded by dodgeballs, and just continued on it with our day in the same exact clothes.
Yeah, all you do is change your shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that was it. One thing, okay, this isn't gross, but one thing I wish we kept was indoor and outdoor shoes, man.
That's a good policy.
Like in high school, I know like some people did that, but like why couldn't we just everyone? Like
my shoes were often caked with mud.
Yeah, or it's like when it was snowy, the hallways were wet. Like that would just make everyone's life easier if we just had indoor shoes. But yeah, sorry. Continue back. That's my whole little ramble. What's
else?
Another gross thing?
I don't know if this is like a common school thing.
Yeah, there you go.
But I know we would have fans in our school, like when it got hot in the summer, and people would throw like grapes at them.
Wait,
they'd explode in the fan. It was so funny.
I've never seen people.
I've never
that.
Seen that.
And we never had a fan that worked. Because
you were
abused it.
You're the reason why your school didn't have a budget.
Hey, I didn't but I was definitely a bystander.
You know what's a gross thing you did? Sucking in the juice off your table with your shirt. Throwback.
Throwback. Okay,
this isn't something that's gross, but, like, it was just, I think it's just a funny thing to just imagine.
Uh-huh.
Like, post gym class or post a hot summer day recess when everyone's just lining and, like, at the water fountain, and it's just like, because they're so thirsty. It's like an oasis, and like you have all these animals trying to gather around. Like, that was it, and like the whole so brutal true. Like thing of people counting down while you're sipping water. Like that yes. whole just imagining that is just so funny.
Oh my god! I forgot they would count.
They would count, but like, but I think what's funnier is people when they're just in line and they're just like huffing and puffing.
Like, and you know the people who drank like.
Oh, would make them. Oh, and then when you would make that sound, you felt so embarrassed.
That any time that slipped out of me, I would turn red.
Whenever I heard that, I would see red.
Oh my god, that is so true. If you ever read Lord of the Flies and thought that there's no way like kids would start self-governing, just look at the lineup at the fountain.
We self-governed. We
threw a like time limit and everyone like enforced it. Like it was
a wow. mob mentality.
It was. Oh, and like the thing is, I don't think I've ever seen someone go past the time limit, but I don't think I've ever seen someone want to like see what happens if you go past
the time limit. People do it, and like they like, you were a dead man walking. Like, if I caught you later on the day, like, that's all I could think about. I was like, wow. You drank too much.
Oh, my
God. Get back in line. Like, did we not have water bottles?
I guess that's not. A good question.
In our classroom when we're about to go?
Guess not.
Fountain water was cold.
And is it me, or they didn't start enforcing everyone to bring water bottles until, like, well into elementary school?
I think into high school, babe.
I always brought one.
It's so like, yeah, people already had some, but it's like, I feel like they didn't start like emphasizing it until like later on in our life. But I feel like nowadays they emphasize it earlier on, but I feel like with our generation, I feel like they emphasized it like way later than they should have.
I guess because like kids would always leave them and forget them and
yeah, it was a hassle. Them.
Yeah.
You'd rather just have them stand pant at the water fountain.
Yeah. Drink water every 3 hours when they're allowed to go to the washroom.
Oh man, that's so funny. That little breath you did, Roya, like, sent me back.
Okay, this isn't, like, prompt-related, but just a personal story I have. So, in grade 3, I was in, like, one of the portable classrooms, like, the ones outside. And the rule was that if you had to go to the bathroom or, like, you had to go drink water since there's none outside, everyone at the beginning of the year was paired up with someone. So, it was, like, one boy and one girl. And then your partner. So if your partner had to go, you had to accompany them mm-hmm. with, like, the key and all that to get into the school. Because this is when we had, like, the key cards to, like, tap in. So then, basically, one day, my teacher, she's reading Geronimo Stilton. And I was a sucker for Geronimo Stilton. Like, because it was just, like, reading. Like, she was just reading it to us.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we were just sitting down enjoying. And my partner raises his hand. And my partner was, like, a troublemaker. I was like, man, like, why did I have to get paired up with him? Like, I was so mad.
Yeah.
So then he's like, oh, like, can I go to the bathroom? So, like, what? She can't say no. So she's like, oh, yeah, go. And then I have to go, too, because I'm the partner. Yeah. So I go. And, like, I wanted to listen in on the story because I was involved. I was invested. This man goes, okay? And then he spends, like, so, you know, he goes pee. And then he just refuses to come out of the boys' bathroom. And he's like, what are you going to do? Because he's just, like, standing there. And I'm like, let's go. I was like, we got to go back. We got to go listen. And he would just stall. And, like, I don't even know how long we were there. But I just remember raging. Because I was like, let's go back. And he was like, no. And I was like, what could I do?
Yeah, what and are you going to do about
like,
that?
That man sabotaged me.
Oh, man, that's so good.
Yeah. That was who was it? I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah,
he was my partner.
Boy, do I remember that guy. He was in one of my classes. I can't remember what grade but he was in.
Why did he do that to me?
I think he left our school.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, I would say, I was, like, growing up, I never really went pee during class time. I'd always mm-hmm. go during recess or during lunch.
Oh, you were so good,
I was always so good. And this man went pee all the fucking time. I just want to stay and do my work.
I feel like they paired you up together because they wanted him to, your, like, good habits to rub off on
Oh,
him.
I've been set up, like, throughout elementary school.
That's a big name, thing they did.
I can name so many occasions where I've been set up like that. And I was like, why? Why me?
Or what?
Oh, whatever. So that's something to unpack another day.
Damn.
But yeah, kids are gross. Kids are mean.
They honestly are.
I'm trying to think. What else? Oh, you know what was brutal? The hooks that you had at the back of the class to put your stuff at. Like, you wanted one of the top hooks so that your bag was there. You didn't want one in the back because then it's, like, a whole maze to get to. And I just remember, like, people, like, if I saw someone using my hook, I was so mad. I was like, because in some years that you got assigned one, but in other years it was just a free-for-all. It was, like, whoever comes first just picks whatever they want. So I remember, like, you know, everyone establishes their own hook as time goes on. When someone would, like, defy that order, you're like, what are you doing?
Like, isn't that weird that, like...
There is a social hierarchy.
Yeah, but, like, just as time goes on, you just always go to the same spot. You always use the same thing.
It's North Star.
It's so weird. Like, on the bus, there's no seating arrangement. But, like, you always know where you're going to sit.
Yeah, grade 8 to the back.
Yeah, always, duh.
They do that so, like, we can help people out. Should something happen to the bus, but I know I was too weak to help anyone get out of that bus.
Yeah,
I was I'm helping anyone out. Just, like, jump. Like, it's not even that high.
Yeah, honestly.
Literally.
We have to hold you by the arms and, like, carry you down.
You have to keep,
like,
your elbows at a 90
Egyptian pharaoh
angle.
Remember when we did practice?
Yeah,
that was fun.
Those are the best days.
Oh my god, I was so embarrassed. Like, I hated people carrying me.
Lock your arms. 90 bend
degrees.
Your knees.
Ugh, I hated that whole experience.
Man, just bus safety that whole week.
Get to buff grade 8s to carry you down.
You know something else that was whack? Whenever they did, like, a fire drill, it was always on the worst, like, rainy, muddy days. Is that just me? And we'd have to go out on our, like, running, like, indoor shoes. And I was like, this is so gross. And, like, we had to stand on the grass, not on the pavement, because the pavement was too close to the school that is potentially on fire. Like, oh my god, I hated it.
The worst, I feel like lockdowns, the lockdown drills, they got worse as we got older. Like, people started, like, took them seriously, like, less and less.
Yeah.
As we got older.
Never took them seriously.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, like, I think I don't know. Is that, like, I don't like to think about that.
Yeah.
Because we knew it was always a drill.
Yeah.
Like, we always knew, like, leading up to it, like, that this is happening today.
Oh, yeah. Like we'd get warned beforehand. But some schools do, like, tornado drills. Like, that's crazy.
I feel like we did one where you hide under your desk.
You, like, hide under your desk. You, like, cover your, like, head with your hands or something.
Why under? Oh, to, like, protect yourself from, like, debris?
I guess so. I don't know.
Tornadoes scare me.
Just natural disasters in general?
Yeah, why? Mother Nature, why'd you have to do that?
Remember when there was a tornado, like, 20 minutes away from where we live for, like, in the summer?
This summer?
In Barrie.
Yeah.
Oh. I probably forgot about this.
And it was, like, bad.
Yeah, it was a bad, like...
That's so scary.
But then it just
natural disasters are so scary. Because, like, you can't predict those.
Yeah.
Like, earthquakes?
You can predict but... Like, earthquakes, you can't predict.
True.
But you know the threat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I lived
this is what
earthquake.
I studied. This is in my, I'm
this
in my
is,
element.
This is Roya's wheelhouse right
For
here.
For example, the fault lines.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, you're done.
The San Andreas fault line.
Fault line? You're done
we
if you
We live
you're
in
that.
A good spot, right?
For, like, yeah.
For, we're
like,
not
no, in no earthquakes.
Yeah, we don't sit up long.
I think because we're landlocked. Or, like our province is landlocked.
What does that mean?
I mean, there's no, like, ocean or anything next to us.
Whew, good. I'm like, there's a reason I live in the middle of Canada. Because
they lose like, momentum. They lose, like, strength once they enter land.
Oh, good. You know what's scary?
What?
Like, when there's an earthquake and then, like, a tsunami that follows. Tsunamis?
Oh.
Fucked.
No,
like,
that's terrifying.
Just a wall of water coming at you. You ever watched the movie with Tom Holland when he was young?
No.
Oh my god.
I've seen clips of it, but I've never watched it. With Nicole Kidman?
Made me Is that Nicole Kidman? Was that Nicole Kidman?
I think Nicole Kidman's in it.
Maybe, actually.
Nicole Kidman?
That made me cry. It was so sad. And, oh, man. I would never want to live through that.
Wow, what a 180 we took.
we went from elementary school to natural disasters.
I'm terrified of natural disasters, I have to add that.
Oh, me too.
It terrifies 100%. Me. Like, a tornado terrifies me. A hurricane terrifies me. An earthquake terrifies me.
All you gotta do is just hope that
you just have to be lucky, really.
Yeah.
You know, there was a bomb threat in Toronto.
What?
This week. They detonated. Yeah, this week they detonated a bomb on Bloor Street.
Pardon?
Shit.
Yeah.
Natural and human made disasters are both scary.
The thing was, crazy? I feel like. Oh, that actually, never mind. I'm not gonna say that. But yeah, bombs.
Yeah, like, bomb.
Why do people do that?
Yeah, just be nice. Like,
just fuck. Like, if you're just.
Wow. Three idiots, making world peace.
Yeah, world just don't peace. Do that.
Like, if you're trying to get one person, like, just get that one person. Don't take out the whole block. You know what I mean?
Hit, man.
Yeah, like, just get that one human being that you're trying to get. You don't have to
here,
take out 20
go
people.
Go to therapy. Don't get a bomb. Fucking,
for real.
Talk it out.
Just fucking get a friend.
Yeah.
Get a diary.
No, literally. Write a bullet journal, like manifest, meditate.
Yeah. Start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Do some yoga.
Like, put that energy somewhere else.
Yeah.
Crochet.
Start a business.
Yeah.
There's so many, like,
be
healthy habits.
Be a girl have. Boss. Join an MLM. That's better.
Ooh. What's an MLM?
Multi-level mark. Jasmine, you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Is that a pyramid scheme?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I'd rather you be in a pyramid scheme than this.
Yeah.
So. I'd rather... Yeah. I'm not going to finish that sentence, actually, so...
Look, me and Miriam are learning.
That is one saying. For...
You're learning self-censorship.
Okay, so speaking of earthquakes, basically, I think 20 years ago, Taiwan was hit, with a really, really bad earthquake. Really bad. And they have, a whole museum to, commemorate it, and you can walk through it, you can see the damage that the earthquake did and all this stuff. So I went to this museum with this program I was doing, and we were kind of just goofing around being little shits. They had a room where they did an earthquake simulator. Ooh. So you sit down on the ground and they the ground vibrates a little bit, and we were all ooh, this is so crazy. laughing oh, this isn't that bad. And then, fast forward, 3 weeks later, I'm sleeping in a room with my mom and my sister, and I just feel the rooms, start to, move. I'm on a waterbed, and I see, the shelf, kind of, rattle, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is an earthquake. But my mom and sister are sleeping, mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to wake them up and scare them, but it was also super scary, and after a while... Mm-hmm.
Did your did your mom and your sister just sleep through it?
They didn't I thought they were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning I told them, I was like, what happened last night? And my mom was like, oh, that was an earthquake. Oh. But I didn't want to scare you guys.
Aww.
And I was like, wait, what? So we were both just laying there not wanting to scare each other.
Was your sister awake?
My sister was sleeping a
oh, that's
log.
Good.
And she's so upset that she missed the earthquake. But apparently it was a pretty bad one. But thank God, nothing happened.
The area that you were
yeah.
in.
Yeah. But when that happened, I genuinely thought I was going to die. And I was I immediately thought about me, making jokes at the earthquake simulator. idiot. This is karma. This shit is scary.
Did you start praying?
Yeah. Was that, a life-changing moment?
It was
where
kind
you
of
realized...
Oh, dang. I don't know. For me, I never thought, an earthquake could happen. This sounds awful, but, the fact that it was actually happening, I didn't really believe it. And then it just stopped, and then I went back to sleep, and I was like, whatever.
I feel like what plays into that is A, you're from, Ontario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
for
B,
sure.
It's you're on vacation. So when you go on vacation, you're it's like, oh, natural disasters and all that, that's exempt in this, period of time. Yeah. So it just catches you by surprise.
Yeah, I didn't expect it at all. That's true. But no, I didn't have like a life flash before my eyes or anything. Because I kind of was just in denial.
I was like, yeah, imagine if that's how you go out and you're being an idiot like a month prior.
I feel like I have like survivor's narcissism. Like if a plane was going down, I'd be like, I'd survive.
Is that a thing? Is that really what it's called?
I don't know. I think that's what it's called.
Because like, I feel like that, I low-key have that too.
Like, I'll be like, yeah, I just think.
I'm built different.
Like 100 feet before the plane hits the ground, I'm jumping out.
Built different.
Like if it's about to hit water. Oh yeah, and
I'll swim to the nearest shore. Because I know what direction to go.
Yeah. Like I think I'd survive. I'd survive a tornado. Sorry, that was my chair. I did not fart. That was my chair.
You farted.
No, I did not. It was my chair. I swear my life.
Farted.
Okay, wait. Going back to school, if someone farted,
label for life. Talk about a deadly life sentence.
Deadly rumor. Sorry, just had to go back to there for 2 seconds.
Oh man, survive that. Okay, for me, I don't have the survivor. What do you call that? Survivor
narcissism.
I don't have that. I just kind of have survivor denial. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll have these like thoughts when I'm about to fall asleep, like I'm gonna like get murdered tonight, and then I'll be followed up by I'm just gonna sleep it off. and I have the best sleep after.
Sleep off death.
Yeah, I'll just sleep it through. And like I feel like every time I'm like in a scary situation, I'm just like, I'll sleep and I'll be done. Like, that was literally me with the earthquake. I was like, when I wake up, this will be over.
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Yeah, like, I just assume, like, sleep somehow can heals make me fast wounds. Forward. Yeah, heals all wounds.
But yeah, I'm like, I'll be fine.
I know, I'd be the first one out.
Yeah, I want to be first one out. Like, if it's a hurricane, like a tsunami or something, like, just hit me on impact, like...
Do you guys think that thing is real, like when you fly on planes, like what's it called,
if you jump at the last minute you don't
no
crash. Oh, like the position they tell you to
not that you don't into. Crash just you don't die.
Or the elevator one,
yeah, like the
position that they tell you to
yeah
keep
the
in.
Breach position, whatever the fuck it's called.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they say like it's actually so you die on impact.
Yeah, but it's you it's to you preserve die on your... impact, but it's also so your teeth break. So
wait, like why when
you because you bent because if a plane's about to crash, yeah. They tell you to lean forward, hug your
there's a conspiracy theory.
Either hug your thighs with your uh-huh. arms or like cover your head and yeah. lean forward. But in front of you is
like
another,
in a ball.
Like in a ball. But in front of you is another seat. So uh-huh. if the plane is hitting the front on impact, naturally your body's gonna shift forward and you're gonna hit your head.
Yeah.
And I know my arms are not going to protect me. So I don't know what this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, my fingers are not going to fix anything.
Yeah. There's no airbags. So, but they say that there's like a theory that like the way they do it is like, so when you hit your head, it's like a position to make you feel comforted. But when uh-huh. you hit your head, you're obviously you'll die, but yeah. also your teeth will shatter. And the, like the significance of your teeth shattering is like, if everyone's dead, the way they can identify who died is through their teeth.
Uh-huh.
Right? But yeah. if your teeth are shattering, you're done. And then you have no DNA to prove who was in the plane. You have no way of proving like who can sue the airline and whose families can sue the airline.
Wait a second. So what?
Have you ever heard that?
Wait, so but if a plane I've heard crashes, of that. Don't they have like records of who is on the plane?
But then you can argue like, oh, they didn't make it on the plane.
Shit. Oh,
they missed the flight.
But what if the person, you can't contact them anymore?
Phone's
dead. No, but you can't.
Or they.
Dead.
But like something could have happened to them, but it was not on the plane because they couldn't have made it on the plane. Like they could have gone into a car accident. Oh. They could have like had a heart attack. We don't know where they are, but they were on the plane.
Fuck. That's awful. I'm not doing that then. I'll starfish.
But yeah.
Oh man.
I won't have to do that because I won't die.
Yeah, Miriam doesn't have to do it because she'll jump at the last
yeah.
minute.
Yeah. Miriam's safe. Stay safe, y'all.
Yeah, just grab, follow Miriam's lead.
Just yeah. grab the blow
monkey
up.
See, monkey do.
Grab the blow up life vest and you're good.
I hate those videos I play at the beginning because I'm like watching it and I'm like, oh my God, like I need to take notes. Like, this could happen.
I don't remember anything they told me on the plane. And it's gonna be sucks. Just... I was watching Turning Point, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is about 9/11.
Airplanes. Oh, no.
And about the crash of 9/11, how the plane got hijacked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was watching that before I got on a freaking flight.
You were watching it on the plane.
I was literally watching it on the plane on the way back. But it was only the last episode, so like I already knew what happened. But like, I think I was watching that, and as I was at the airport on the way to London, I was with my brother. I'm like, you know, after watching that, I don't feel comfortable getting on the plane. But yeah.
Yeah, worst time to watch that. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's like 5 episodes. It's pretty good.
What? Sorry, what a turn this episode took. Holy. What?
Yeah.
We went from childhood nostalgia to, like, airplane hijackings and
airplane deaths.
And them trying to cover theories. Up. Yeah. Wow, the rage we have. Truly. Yeah.
We're not like other girls.
Yeah. We'd survive. We'd survive a plane crash.
Yeah, we would.
And then just swim to shore, right?
No, yeah, no, no. I was gonna say I would survive the crash, but then drown.
Yeah, I,
that's how it's gonna take me out.
I'm not surviving that crash. Don't do that to me.
Just tell them when you get on the plane. Just tell the pilot, don't do that to me.
Don't do that to me. Hey, airplane, don't try to protect me.
Don't try and protect you.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'll kill you.
Yeah, kill me on impact. I'm not. I don't want to see.
Like, I don't want to suffer the mental or physical trauma. I don't want to suffer the mental or physical trauma that follows that.
Yeah, like all these like survivor movies where they like what is it? Break all odds. What's the word? Defeat all.
Defy.
Odds?
Defy.
Defy all odds and like.
It's crazy. Survive. Like how do you have the strength in you to survive for like 10 days in like an island?
Yeah, for me, I'm like I don't want to deal with that trauma.
Like I don't know, it's crazy.
No, thank you.
Anyways,
that was the episode.
It's been real, folks.
Yeah. Oh, this is are we taking a break next week?
Oh yeah, so. We're taking a break for Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, babes.
Thanks. Thanks for giving thanks.
Thank you for giving thanks.
And we're Fonts. Thankful. What are we thankful for?
For living in Ontario, where there's
where we're landlocked,
far from the ocean. And
yeah,
with landlocked.
Yeah, so grateful for that.
Thank you,
big
Ontario.
Ups being landlocked. Big ups.
T's and P's for anyone who's not on a landlocked area.
T's and P's for anyone who's not landlocked.
Oh no. Oh no, we gotta end it.
Yeah, yeah. Goodbye, guys.
Bye-bye.